Senator Debbie Stabenow, she's the chairperson of the Senate Ag Committee in Washington, says she's having trouble finding agreements on the commodity programs and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to achieve at least a $23 billion savings on the Senate side of the Farm Bill. She wants a bill that gets a bipartisan vote moving out of the committee, ideally by the end of this month. The Senate Ag Committee did not include a target price program in its version last fall, but opted for a revenue assurance program. Now the Congressional Budget Office says that's more costly than before, and the Senate may now move in the direction of the target price program, which is also in the House bill. She said without the target price program, several Southern senators voted against the bill, and this could get them involved. Right now, Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi is the new ranking Republican. He said he is not holding out to try to get a target price for peanuts and rice, but he is holding out, hoping to unite the Southern Republicans behind the bill. Cochran said the target prices have been a key ingredient of farm legislation for several years. He said it is not an exact science, but it reflects the consensus of the value of agriculture commodities. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.